to get up.
Chris Fade is here.
Woo! Wake up. Get up.
Chris Fade.
How was I more prepared for that than you were?
Prateen Malik.
Truly. She's Julie, ladies and gentlemen.
And Dig Rossi.
He just slobbered all over the place.
We keep the studio sanitized, so don't worry.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4. Are you ready to make some noise? 1, 2, 3, come on.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning across the UAE. It's early. It's 6:02. Thank you for having us on. Welcome to the Chris Fade Show. Welcome to Virgin Radio. Pretty Malik, Big Rossi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you believe we're already halfway through the week? It is a short week.
It's great, isn't it?
Which we're absolutely loving. Already a Tuesday. Now, listen. We're live on Facebook. Good morning to Facebook. No matter where you're watching us, we want to say good morning to you. We want to hope that you're safe and sound. And can we hit the music? Hit the music.
Celebrate, yeah. Celebrate good times.
Come on. Now, the reason why I'm hitting this, and I don't want to do like a full celebration, but I think we've got to, it's important to celebrate the minor wins.
Yeah.
And there's a minor win right now in the UAE. We're under 200.
Yeah, for the first time in 4 months.
That's amazing.
We reported 164 cases yesterday.
That is fantastic. This is coronavirus talk right now, guys. 164 cases overnight. Now, that is the first time, as Pretty said, in 4 months.
Yeah.
That we have broken under 200, which for me was a little bit of a milestone that I was wanting us to work towards,
for
right?
Sure.
And we got close. We got to about 210, and then we went back up to 300s. So the fact that we're at 164 now, this doesn't mean that we can relax. This doesn't mean that we sit back and go, "Oh, we've beaten the virus. We're far from this pandemic going away."
Right.
But what it does mean is that things are getting under control. All right, so all you got to do is keep wearing your mask, social distancing, and we're all right, hopefully, inshallah, right?
And they also said that for the third day in a row, no deaths were reported.
That's so good. That's so good.
Which is really good. That means
we're celebrating this. We're celebrating this. Come on.
Yeah.
We're celebrating that. The little wins. The little wins that we have. Keep yourself safe. Keep doing what you got to do. But under 164 and no deaths in 3 days. You know, never in my radio career did I think I'd kick off a show having to say this sort of stuff. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
never, ever. Strange times.
But we are. But welcome back. Welcome back to Virgin Radio. The station giving you a chance to win a villa rent-free for a year. A two-bedroom villa. It's pretty cool, right?
Yep.
Can you believe it's coming back? Also on the show, we're talking about our phones. See these things? Are they really spying on us? We're going to break it down. How good is your hearing? We have a hearing test, which is going to blow your mind.
Yeah.
All right. And we're back. You can win with Fade Fit, which is great.
Yeah.
We've got a lot going on.
Super cool.
So no matter where you are or got us on in the UAE, thank you for listening to Virgin Radio. If you're on Facebook, hey, what up? Comment. Can you share this? I want to spread this news of 164 cases. I want to spread it across the country. I think it's important that we all see it.
Yeah.
We hear about that negativity. It's important that we spread that positivity as well.
For sure.
So get on it. Share this on Facebook as soon as the video ends. Listen, who's up and about right now? Call us. We'd love to chat to you. Be the first caller of the day. 04-871-5544. Phone lines are open right now. 04-871-5544.
All the latest gossip.
It's Pretty Malik's Gossip.
All right, gossip, what have you got for us?
So The Rock has purchased a bankrupt football league, the XFL, for $15 million.
It's so cool.
Now, the league was founded by his old boss, WWE CEO Vince McMahon. They filed for bankruptcy in April after shutting down and laying off their employees. So it was set to go to auction, but then that's when The Rock, Danny Garcia, and this group called Redbird Capital Partners stepped in. Now, the transaction is subject to, of course, court approval. They got to go through the whole process. But if everything goes fine, by August 21st, The Rock will be the owner. The XFL is kind of the answer to the NFL, and they've been troubled for quite some time. They've been around for about nearly 20 years on and off, but they just never quite got the viewers and the ratings that they needed to survive.
I mean, when you think about it, you're buying an entire organization for $15 million. I think it's actually a good purchase for someone like The Rock, who will be able to really put it on a platform that people may be more interested in right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Danny Garcia's a legend. Danny Garcia looks after The Rock's business.
Mm-hmm.
I follow her on Instagram.
Oh, do you follow her?
I haven't inboxed her yet, but I will at some stage.
Yeah, you should.
But she's super, super, she's like a bodybuilder.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she's a super boss lady. Absolutely amazing. So the fact that because she put up on her Instagram today. No, she said, we've announced it. We've just bought the XFL. And The Rock comments, this all just from you and I sitting around saying, quote, we should buy the XFL. So literally they must have had this conversation like, we should buy it. And she's like, well, let me look into it. Yeah. And now they've got it.
And now they've
got it. $15 million. Bam. What else you got for us?
Britney's dad, Jamie Spears, has just addressed the whole hashtag Free Britney movement and the conservatorship and all of this stuff in a new interview. So Jamie, if you didn't know, has been in charge of Britney's financial affairs and physical well-being since 2008. Now, fans claim that she's being forced to be in this, that she's kidnapped, that she's crying for help on social media. Her dad is evil. But now here's what Jamie Spears says. All these conspiracy theorists don't know anything. The world don't have a clue. I have to report every nickel and dime spent to the court every year. How would I steal anything? I love all my kids. This is our business. It's private.
Has he ever been caught out stealing from Britney?
No, nothing really.
That's the father. Don't go there. You know what I mean? Like, we don't know what happens in a family's life. We see from the outside.
But, yeah, that's what he's saying.
He's the father of a child at the end of the day, of his daughter. And I'm sure he loves her and protects her and wants to look after her, you know?
Yeah, so we'll see where that goes. And finally, I know, Chris, you've been waiting for this. Post Malone was a guest on Joe Rogan's podcast. And I think Joe Rogan loves talking about UFOs, aliens, all that stuff. Well, so does Post Malone. Post shared his UFO sightings in his life.
Here we go. Post Malone.
I was probably 16. I was in upstate New York. My aunt and uncle were very strict. And we had to go to bed at a very strict deadline, probably 10 p.m. And I was looking out the window with my cousin. And it's just a light that just stays there and then just goes off. I mean, you can't explain it. I mean, even here in L.A., I can't tell you how many times, because I used to live in Tarzana. There was like a balcony here, and it looked kind of like, it sounds corny, but like a classic like force field. And it just goes like this and goes back in.
Whoa.
I love them both.
It's about a 20-minute whole conversation.
On UFOs.
Yeah. That they did. I mean, you can watch it.
That's the Joe Rogan show. They'll talk 20 minutes on UFOs, then like the next second they'll talk 30 minutes on burritos. Yeah. Like, that's honestly what the podcast is about. I love Tarzana in LA, one of my favorite little places. We stayed there for a week. It's beautiful.
Have you seen the force field there?
No, I haven't, no.
I'm just asking a question. Has seen it.
No. I mean, we talked about this on the show just a couple of days ago. Do we believe in UFOs? Do we believe in aliens? Do we remember we did that? We said that.
Mm. I know we did, yeah. What were the vehicles that weren't made on Earth?
Yeah.
And what did we say? That pretty you believed or you didn't believe?
No, I didn't.
Rossi and I believe, though.
But, like, listen, the reason why, I'll tell you the reason why, is because when he says things like, I saw a light and then it turned off.
Yeah, I know.
It's just like,
it's a grandmother turning the light off and on in the kitchen. We've got anything to eat? Nah.
It's like a reflection.
Yeah. And it's like you're in a cabin in the forest. I don't know.
I don't know about Post Malone, but yeah. All right, thank you. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Virgin Radio.
The Emoji Game. Emoji.
On the Chris Fade Show.
Yes, the Emoji Game. How do we play again? What is it?
Okay, so I've got some movie titles.
Mm-hmm.
I've translated them from the English language into emojis.
Nice.
Okay, we all know emojis, right? Yeah. What we use on our phones, a smiley face, thumbs up, whatever it is.
All of that.
Everyone go to their phones real quick.
Okay.
What's the, what emoji comes up when you first go for it?
Okay, let's see.
What's the first one? Oh, mine's the bicep flex.
Of course it is.
Then I go laughing face and stars in your eyes.
You go down? Mine is heart. Crying, laughing.
Yep.
Hug.
Okay, nice.
And this one.
Yeah.
What's this?
Hands in the air.
Very positive. Very
hands
positive.
In the air.
Mine's a smiley face and monkey with hands over eyes.
There we go. I can tell you that vomit is in the top four for me this week because I was vomiting on the boat earlier this week.
That's right.
All right, so you've basically got emojis that are going to try to translate into movie titles.
So, yeah, so I've got the English movie titles, translated them into emojis.
Okay.
Then, from the emojis, I've translated them into, like, audio.
Okay, I get you.
A computer is speaking, basically.
Okay, got it. Are we ready to do this?
Yeah, let's go.
Are we going together to work this out?
Shout in with your names here, because I think this is, like, going to get competitive.
Okay, so here we go.
We're looking for movie titles. Are you ready? Here we go.
Sign pointing backwards and a calendar emoji.
But, Preeti.
Yep.
Groundhog Day.
Nope.
No. Oh. My turn.
Chris.
Sign pointing backwards and a calendar emoji.
Sign pointing backwards and a calendar emoji.
Due dates?
No, backwards. So backwards, rear calendar, rear dates, dear.
Sign pointing backwards and a calendar emoji.
Sign pointing backwards.
Don't look for help over
No,
there.
I'm seeing if he knows. Did you guys know it? No.
I don't know. What is it? Do you give
Sign
up?
Pointing backwards and a calendar emoji.
Give us a clue.
Who's in it?
One of the words that you just said was correct.
Date.
No.
Calendar.
No.
Backwards.
Back.
Back to the future.
Yes. Sign pointing backwards and a calendar emoji.
That was a draw.
Okay.
Let's move on to the next one.
4-bedroom house and a small boy who looks upset.
What? I have no idea.
4-bedroom house. Well, does it just like a house, really? A house.
And a boy who Home. Looks upset. Oh, Preeti!
Yeah.
Home Alone.
Oh, Preeti Malik is in there.
4-bedroom house and a small boy who looks upset.
I have to say, Chris helped, yeah.
Yeah, but that's not a real... I mean, that's...
Shouldn't there be like planes in there?
Home and then alone, like a kid on his own. I don't know. Okay, here we go. Next one, go.
Don't blame me. Blame the internet. All right, next one. Number 3.
Car driving fast and angry face.
Chris.
Yep.
Fast and Furious.
Oh, 2-2.
So no. That's, yeah, good. Get that.
Car driving fast and angry face.
Okay. Good one.
Okay, next one.
Flag of the USA and a sharp kitchen knife.
Chris.
Okay, Chris. He just shouts it out.
Yeah, he just does it so he can take the time.
American.
Yeah.
You can't work it out after you say the name, Chris.
Why?
You gotta give an answer. That's cheating.
Look, Rossi thinks I am cheating by looking at the cameras.
I'm looking, watching.
Oh, Preeti.
I'm still got it
I
my
know
turn.
The
American.
He's still working it out. Come
dream.
On.
Dream.
Preeti.
That's incorrect.
American Psycho.
Yes, Preeti. Wow.
What? How does a knife and psycho correlate?
Because it was a killer.
Come on.
Yeah, but
it's
shouldn't it be like...
Just stop complaining.
Shouldn't it be like crazy face?
Don't complain.
Like, shouldn't that be the emoji, not a knife?
You would never have got it if I did that.
Yeah, I would have. Last one.
Okay.
Small orange and white fish and a question mark.
Chris.
Chris is in there.
Finding Nemo.
Well done.
What is it? 3-all.
3-all. Yeah.
We don't even have a decider. So it's a draw.
Well done.
Good job.
Shake my hand from a distance. Thank you. That's the emoji game right here on Virgin Radio. Are your phones spying on you? Is it all happening right now? I asked you the question. Is it weird that I don't care? I don't care if my phone is recording my information. I don't know. Maybe because I got nothing to hide. I don't know. Maybe I should worry about it.
I'm with you on that.
Maybe I'm at a level where it doesn't matter because I'm not a multi-billionaire.
Yeah.
And so you don't have things to hide, but maybe if you do have a number of companies and you're worth $50 million, now you are worried?
Yeah, maybe it's like company secrets or something. I don't know. But like, when you say spying, do you mean you were thinking about buying a bag and then that bag magically appears in your commercials on Instagram or it's Google so, or I your mean, computer?
How often does that happen, though?
So often. Like, you have just talked about something or thought about something and it just appears in front of you. It is a bit strange.
You know, because we were talking about scuba diving watches last week.
And how much came up?
For Brianna.
Yep.
And stuff came on my phone.
On your phone, that's right. I was talking about scuba diving, but you didn't search it, did you?
I might have.
Because as soon as you throw it in the search,
it's in there, right? Yeah, yeah.
The phone knows what's going on. It's got the captures everything.
Yeah.
So it does understand that. But there have been moments where I have just said a word I've been talking about. I'm trying to remember what it was. I think it was recently pianos. I was thinking about getting the girls, my daughters, Nushi and Kiki, a piano.
Yeah.
You know, and we were just talking about getting a piano.
You didn't search her.
We didn't search her. I didn't get to that point. And then on my feed on Instagram.
Yeah.
Just piano. And then, like, not even just on Instagram. Like, you know when you're on Google or you're just on the air and those little pop-up commercials? Yeah. It was like, Yamaha piano. And I'm like, my gosh.
That's crazy.
So definitely there's something going on. Obviously, with the whole saga of TikTok and how America wants to ban TikTok, possibly. Well, Trump does. And India
has banned it.
One of the reasons why, they're saying that it's... You know, it's a listening device. It's a spying device. They can find out everything that's going on in your phones through the app.
Yeah, exactly. So basically what's happening in the U.S., for example, is now Microsoft, might be buying TikTok, but they would take over operations, I want to say, in the US, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, not everywhere else, but just to have, I guess, an American owner of the company. But they say it's a Chinese-owned app, so therefore they're spying. I don't know.
Which, yeah, I'm not taking that. I'm not taking that. Give me some proof, ladies and gentlemen. Unless what I just said was the proof. I use TikTok. I'm on it. I mean...
But I just want to know, like, why do they need to look into my TikTok? Like, what am I... How am I beneficial
now,
to anything?
The only thing that I am weary of, the audio side, I'm like, it is the video, though. Like, if my camera on my phone...
Oh, yeah, that's...
...can turn on... And just see and record what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's a different story. No one wants to see me in the shower.
So, like...
I'm sure there are people. But have you seen Edward Snowden, that movie?
Yes.
Yeah. Along the same lines, right?
Yeah, like, that is a different story. And isn't there that famous photo of Mark Zuckerberg sitting at a computer with his... sitting at a table with his computer and he's got the tape over the camera?
Yeah, I was just going to say, all the laptops, like, you can put it... Like, mine has a little slide that you can... close the...
Oh my god, what computer is that?
It's a Lenovo. So, like...
So, it's got a slide that you can actually turn the camera on and off.
So, oh, it covers the camera. It's not just on and off. It just... It covers it so you don't have to use tape.
Yeah, because...
That's interesting.
But isn't that...
When you hit, like, on FaceTime or whatever it's called, on your Mac, the light comes on and it always freaks me out. It's like a green light.
Yeah.
It activates the camera.
Because that would freak me out then.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. How to tell if your apps are spying on you. This is on your phone. There's a way of doing it. You're ready for it.
Oh, there's a way. Okay.
Find out if your apps have permission to use your camera and your microphone. How do you do that? Use an app to track when your camera or your microphone are in use. So you can actually get an app on your phone that tracks, all right, when your camera and microphone is in use.
Okay.
But is there an app that tracks the app that tracks the other app?
Yeah, I was just going to say. It was like, can't you just go in your settings?
If you're an Android user, use Access Dots. Access Dots. A-C-C-E-S-S Dots. It essentially does the exact same thing as the new iOS 14 feature.
Access Dots.
So if you're an Android user, it will enable you to basically show if your camera or your microphone are in use. Grab some hardware to protect yourself just in case. If you're paranoid that your front-facing camera is being turned on, slap a vinyl sticker or, you know, a piece of sticky tape or whatever it is just to cover up if you're really that paranoid about it. Or if you're heading into a top secret mission meeting about your company that you don't want your competitor to know about. But interesting.
Yeah. I don't know.
Stars. Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right, what have you got?
So this is big news for Dua Lipa and for Anwar Hadid. They have now adopted a puppy.
Oh, that's serious.
That's serious. They adopted a puppy together named Dexter. They got their new pup from an LA-based animal rescue organization. Mm-hmm. They've been together for nearly a year now, so it's a big responsibility to say we're going to raise a dog together.
Who's going to keep the baby?
When what, Chris?
When they break up.
Oh.
Who's going to keep that doggy?
Let's not say they're going to break up. Let's say they're forever.
You think so?
Who knows?
No, I don't
think we should put that on them. They seem really happy.
I don't know.
Okay, moving on to Kim Kardashian's BFF, Jonathan Cheban. Do you remember him?
Yeah,
Food God.
We met him.
We did.
Oh, yeah, we did have, he's friends with Kim Kardashian, all that,
He's called the Food God, and he was mugged at gunpoint.
What?
Yeah, so he was in New Jersey. He was with his mom on a friend's driveway when a man came up to him, pointed a gun at his mother.
He's like, give me all your food.
Took a watch off of him. That watch that he was wearing was worth around $250,000. Luckily, the neighbors kind of heard some commotion and walked out and scared him off, but he did walk off with the watch. Jonathan has now helped the police put together like a sketch, and they're now looking for the main suspect, but that's super scary.
Oh my gosh.
Especially after what happened to Kim.
Yeah, being in Paris.
Scary. Yeah. So super scary stuff. And finally, are we going to have movies in space now? Which is coronavirus free, so they can kind of film movies there. Tom Cruise and director Doug Liman are going full speed ahead with this movie. It's called In Space, ironically.
I love space movies.
Now, this is going to film in space. He actually got a $200 million commitment from Universal Pictures. He had no script, did a Zoom call, said, I'm going to do this movie in space with Elon Musk. They said, yes, here's $200 million. We have no idea what the movie's about. We have no idea how they're going to do it because the entire crew has to be trained, basically like an astronaut, to work in zero gravity circumstances.
Or the other way around, they get some astronauts to operate the cameras.
Or, I mean, but...
Yeah, I wonder what's quicker. Would you want to train people to be up in space, or do you want to train astronauts just to use the cameras?
Well, think about it. Tom and the director and Elon, all of these guys have to go through the training. So I assume it would be one, a massive training thing where everyone kind of does it together.
But look at, like, for instance, movies like The Blair Witch, which was like, it looked like it was filmed on a video camera and it was so successful. So it could also be like that.
You know these guys, you know these, like, because, you know these companies like Barry's Bootcamp?
Yeah.
Did you know Barry's Bootcamp, Ross?
Yeah.
So it's very successful chain. They have some here as well, which are really, really good. And their trainers are always amazing, right?
Yeah.
When you walk into a Barry's Bootcamp, it's a fitness regime where you go on the treadmill and then you do weights, and it's really cool, right? And whenever you walk into a Barry's Bootcamp, it's always like a guy or a girl like, "Hey guys, let's go. Woo!" I used to do it when I was in LA. Whenever I was in LA, I'd always do a couple of Barry's boot camps, right? And they're always like next level. They're always like...
energy.
Welcome! Are you ready to change your life?
Yeah.
We're going to have a good time. And I'm always like, where do they get these people from? So I started speaking to the owner, one of the owners, and I'm like, your instructors are amazing. And the instructors here in the UAE are fantastic as well. And they're like, you know what we do? And I said, what? They said, a lot of the time, we go get actors... so people who are very good on camera, we train them to be instructors. So we don't get instructors and train them to with personalities.
Interesting.
We go and get people with personalities and know how to, like, express themselves, and we turn them into personal trainers.
That's great.
Isn't that amazing? So the guys that are teaching the class are actually, right, like actors. So they're like, woo, let's go. And they're always so good and positive.
It's like their role, the role of the fitness instructor.
Let's get some personal trainers and train them to be astronauts.
Let's go right now. True squat.
I have a question.
Burpee.
He's got his oxygen mask on.
Okay, Chris, Tom Cruise is doing this movie in space. They come to you and say you can do a cameo.
100%.
But you have to go through the entire training process, do all of that.
Well, as you know.
And then go to space. You do it?
As you know, I'm Mr. Adventure.
Definitely not.
I just vomited on a boat for the last 30 minutes when I was on a boat for 30 minutes.
Dear me.
It must be like a year's worth of training you gotta
do. I believe if it's Elon Musk, I reckon they'll just take the plane, the shuttle up, just get into the space area, that is. Very technical term, the space area. And they'll shoot a couple of scenes and they'll come back down.
Well,
and then they say they filmed in
only
space.
The other day. One of his SpaceX rocket things came back down, didn't it?
Did
into
it?
The sea,
yeah.
The Gulf of Mexico.
When are we going to do something here in the UAE? Like, when are we going to go to Mars, for example? Can we put that on? Oh, yes, we did.
Yeah.
Well, we're on the way there now.
Yes.
Right? It's a 7-month journey?
Yeah, February 2021. Chris.
Can't wait for that. I can't wait for that. Can you believe that? We launched this, a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
This shuttle is just still going up.
And it's going to Mars.
And it's just
going
to keep going up to this direction for 7 months until it gets to Mars. And doesn't that that blows my mind.
Yeah.
That blows my mind, right?
Pretty crazy.
Well done. Thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Expensive gifts for kids. We've been touching on this on the show. Recently, obviously, Cardi B bought her daughter a handbag.
Yeah, Birkin.
A Birkin. It was like, I don't know, $20,000 or something. Something ridiculously, like, just overpriced for what it is. You know, it's crazy, right? We value things depending on what we value them as. What that means is a Birkin bag probably doesn't cost a lot to make. Doesn't cost $20,000 to make, yet the perception of what we want to pay for it, that's what we'll pay for, you know?
That's true. I never looked at it that way.
I mean, it's like shoes. You know, these Jordan Diors. Yeah. You know these Jordan Diors that dropped?
Oh, yeah. Everyone's been wanting them, right?
So Dior just released a pair of Jordans in collaboration, obviously. These shoes wouldn't cost more than probably $20 to make. Right? Mm. They just made like every other Jordan shoe. And they're going right now for, I think, $35,000.
$35,000.
Yeah, dollars. So if you have them, if you don't, like, I know for a fact someone got them here in the UAE and they were offered 40,000 dirhams and they said no to that price. It's only going to go up. But it's as what we do, we perceive it.
Mm.
And I find that hard. Like, if it's memorabilia, which I'm into, like if I know that this has been worn by Muhammad Ali, or this was used in the Back to the Future movie.
Mm.
I'm like, well, there's a little bit of history behind that. But just because we give it the perception of what it's worth, I don't know. Here it is, Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. Mm. Bugatti is now making a car for kids. It's a scaled-down version of a Bugatti. It can go up to 72 kilometers an hour. How can you build a kid's car that goes 72 kilometers an hour? Like, that is faster than most cars that we've seen right now. You know how much?
Tell me.
You can get in your garage right now for 289,000 dirhams or $68,000.
Oh, it's the older looking Bugatti, right?
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's like the first ever, like the early Bugattis.
Mm. Now, I'm gonna say one thing here. Mm. When we were talking about Cardi B, I made this comment then as well. When I hear that story, I'm like, that's ridiculous. How can anyone think of even spending that much money on a kid's car? It's not even a real, like, you know?
Yep.
But then I think if you're at the level of a Cardi B or someone, you're probably like, oh, 68K, that's not a bad price.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I think. I think it's just the value of money for different people. $10 for one person could be $100,000 for another.
Well, they did that test, didn't they? They asked, like, these massive company owners how much, like, a pint of milk was and how much a loaf of bread is these days. And
what is a pint?
Okay, a litre of milk.
A litre.
Whatever.
Yeah, I always hear a pint. I don't know.
A pint is a measurement.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they asked what these bosses...
They asked Bill Gates, how much do you think, like, you know, some milk is...
Did he know?
And they were saying something ridiculous, like, I don't know, like high prices.
How much is a...
Because they never have to buy it.
How much does a litre of milk cost you, Ross?
A litre of milk?
Yeah. Who doesn't know?
Yeah. I'd say it's 10 dirhams, is it?
Yeah, that yeah, do you know? Yeah.
11 dirhams, maybe?
Yeah, you range from, like...
You know, for the big ones.
The ones that are on the shelves, like the long-lasting milks, they can go anywhere between 8 to 14 dirhams, up to 20 if you're organic milk.
Yeah, I was just going to say, because I get the alternate milk, so it's a little bit higher.
Do you not have the ones in the jug type thing? Do you not have that?
Fresh milk.
Yeah, do you use that?
No, because I don't have...
None of you do.
Okay. Where do you get that milk from?
The fresh
from
milk.
The supermarket?
Yeah.
Like from the refrigerator?
Oh, I thought you said a glass jug.
No, I thought
someone knocks at your door. Hello, we're just refilling the milk. You
know, see, there's a cow.
They leave the bottles. Growing up in Australia, it was sort of before, I think we were too old for this, but before my parents' generation in Australia, this is how they did it back home. Like they would come and put the milk at your doorstep.
Yeah, it's amazing.
The milk crates.
Milk bottles, yeah.
Yeah, and the milk always had this layer of thick cream at the top of it.
Yeah, with a foil lid. And like when you're 14, you'd camp out in your back garden and you'd get up and you'd go stealing the milk from people's doorsteps.
No, why would you do that?
Is that what you did in Liverpool?
That's horrible.
Classy bunch. Let's talk about expensive gifts for kids. What's been the most expensive gift you have seen a kid receive? Maybe it was your kid. Maybe you bought it. What's the most expensive gift you've seen a child receive?
Ooh.
And it's blown your mind. You've gone to yourself, oh my, are you serious? 04871 5544. Living in this city, it's especially possible that some kids are receiving some amazing gifts. But let's talk about value. What's the most expensive gift or just a gift in general that you thought, a kid is getting this?
Yeah.
04871 5544.
I remember being at your house for your kid's birthday and you had this amazing party in the garden. Mm-hmm. And you invited this friend who had a Ferrari, parked his Ferrari outside.
Yeah, I remember that.
And you opened all of the presents in front of everyone.
Yeah.
And I bought something from a supermarket for your kid.
Are we doing the most inexpensive gift right now? Is that what we're talking about?
No, I was embarrassed because it's like the people that were at your party had bought these amazing gifts. Now the cheap ones.
No, they weren't amazing. They were normal gifts.
I was like, when he started that story, I'm like
where are you going with this? Yeah.
No, there were loads of expensive gifts.
No, there weren't.
No, because I was one of those people at the party, and I can assure you my gift was not $68,000.
Our gifts were completely normal.
No, not like that expensive. But yeah.
All right. Most expensive gifts. I was going to say, I saw one of my friends gift their son. He turned 11 years old.
Yeah.
And he got himself, are you ready for it? A 195,000 dirham Rolex watch.
No.
Yep.
11.
Yeah, he was 11 years old and his father got him a 195,000 dirham watch.
Oh my gosh.
His father works in the watch industry. That's what he does as a profession. He buys and trades watches and he gave it to his son. I thought to myself, son, I told him, give it to me. I remember once we had a friend who gifted Kiki for her 7th birthday a pair of Bulgari sunglasses.
What?
Yeah. And I was like, wow. And, you know, Kiki, age 7, you know, glasses, she's lucky to keep a glass for like more than 3 days before they get lost.
Exactly, yeah.
So I was like, and I remember going to the parents, why did you buy that for? But I was like, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I took them. Yeah, I think I still got. I put them away.
Tried to fit it on his own face.
Yeah, they look great. My nose is a little bit big.
Yeah,
Muhammad. Good morning, Muhammad. Now we've got two Muhammads on the phone, but morning, Muhammad. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Benjamin. Radio.
So, what have you seen? What have you seen? Someone got.
It's not like the most expensive, like my Bulgari glasses. I just heard about. Very funny to know that my brothers, like they're grade 2 and grade 3, they got iPhone 8 like 3 years ago. You know, it's funny comparing to my generation. You know, we got nothing.
Yeah, you know? So true. You know, phones.
iPhone. Yeah, obviously an iPhone is a big thing, especially for grade 2. That's like a 6-7 year old.
Yeah, they are very small, and they got like only because Papa, we want new iPhones. You know, they just had it. You know, it's that easy. In my generation, you nothing you get in an easy way.
What did you where are you from, Mo?
From Syria.
Syria, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it's just the Arab culture. But I feel like the Arab culture loves giving phones to kids.
You think?
Yeah, nowadays. Yeah, not before. Before it was really like difficult. You have to be a very successful kid.
Yeah, to get it right. All right, we've got another Muhammad on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, mate. What have you seen? An expensive gift given to a child, Muhammad. What have you got?
This one made me not sleep for almost a month. I was in a birthday for a 3 years old kid,
right?
And one of the gentlemen, he gave him a Rolls Royce SUV toy car.
No,
which he can drive. And this one, the Rolls Royce released their SUV. And it cost 40,000 dirhams.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
So it's a toy car, a mini Rolls Royce, the SUV for 40,000 dirhams. That's crazy. Yeah, I've seen those things actually online. Because I think to myself, who's going to buy a fake or a toy Rolls Royce for
their
kid?
Well, there you go.
40.
Yes.
I mean, how did
you. Here you go.
I mean, obviously they've got a lot of money.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. They are quite wealthy. And for them, like, it is okay. But. Like the concept, like you are giving just a kid. Maybe it is just to show yourself that I have a lot of money, but then you are just spoiling this little poor kid. Like,
you know, 3 years
old playing with a 40,000 dirhams a toy.
It's not like he values it.
Break.
Yeah, he doesn't know. Yeah. He doesn't know the value of it. You know what I mean? That's the hardest thing.
Like my first two cars that I ever bought in my life, they were used cars.
Yep.
The combined value, the combined money that I paid for those two cars
of a real car.
Real car. Yeah, first two cars.
Yeah.
Is still less than 40,000 dirhams.
No, it's crazy.
Me here. You know? Same also with me for three cars. I changed three cars. And it is less than 40.
No, I hear. I totally hear you, man. I totally hear. That's crazy stuff. Yeah, I guess it's a different like sort of generation, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
Final call here. Jersey John, good morning. Always a pleasure to have you on, Jersey John.
Hi, guys. How you doing? I was thinking about all those presents that those kids have gotten from there. From people, and I look at you, Chris, and look what you've done. You've given a job to a child for so long, to Rossi. You've given him a job.
I thought you were going to talk about his kids.
So, yes, I mean, you're right. I've given the gift of a job to child Rossi. Is that what you're saying, Jersey John?
Yes, that's like the biggest gift of all. Getting a phone is nothing compared to this.
I love that Jersey John always gets back on the radio.
He's so funny.
Rossi can't stand it. He hates it every time he's on. Funny. What's your favorite milkshake flavor?
I was just going to say that. Vanilla.
I'm a banana.
Are you serious?
Vanilla?
Out of all the flavors?
I love vanilla.
You love a vanilla? I'll only do a vanilla if I can throw in malt. A vanilla malt milkshake.
Oh, that's good too.
Oh, salted caramel.
Salted caramel is good too. But OG favorite, vanilla. Can I tell you what Khaleesi's milkshake is?
Sure.
What it contains, okay?
Are you sure we can say this?
Yep. 4 scoops of chocolate ice cream.
Yeah, down for that.
5 pieces of candied ginger. half a teaspoon of cayenne pepper.
What's she doing here then?
Chili cinnamon.
Yeah, no.
Ginger infused whipped cream and some beverages, which I cannot read out. That is Khaleesi's milkshake.
Yeah, that is 2,500 calories.
Yeah, that's crazy. Your favorite's a banana milkshake, is it?
I don't know why. Yeah, it's
banana's nice.
So refreshing.
But you mean the syrup banana, not a fresh banana? Because it's two completely different tastes.
Well, actually, I'll divert a little bit. I always make banana with peanut butter smoothie at home.
That's great.
That's yummy. That's
a good one. That's
so
a good
probably
one.
My favorite.
You know, I worked in a cafe for, you know, 8 or 9 years, so I know milkshakes. I used to make milkshakes. Can I tell you how I used to make my milkshakes?
Oh, don't. I'm starving. Don't.
Okay, let me explain what I used to do here.
Is it going to make me hungry?
It's beyond a milkshake. What's wrong with you, Eddie? Eddie's like, I don't want to know.
He doesn't like milk.
I don't like milkshake.
Oh, dude.
He doesn't like milk.
You're missing out, mate.
So I'd get the chocolate. If you ordered a chocolate thick shake or milkshake from me, this is how I'd do it. And the owners of the cafe that I used to work for were against it initially because they realized that I was spending a lot
of money,
using a lot of products.
Oh, okay.
Rather than just putting milk, an ice cream scoop, and some chocolate syrup.
Right.
But then people started coming back for these shakes, right? And then we became a little bit famous for the shakes.
Oh, the one that you created.
So, yeah, what I do, I get...
What? Did you create this?
Let's hear the recipe, Rossi. Go.
Telling you how I did it.
Yeah. This is the Chris Bacon
TM. Now, it would be a large glass. It's a correct, large glass.
Yeah. Oh,
what
yeah.
you would do, you'd get the syrup.
Yeah.
And you would put the nozzle at the tip of the glass and then you turn it around as you would squeeze it. So the chocolate or the strawberry would just drip down
Love
the glass.
It. Love it already.
All right. I'd get one scoop of ice cream, but a really big vanilla ice cream scoop. I'd plop it at the bottom down there. Mm. Then I'd get the chocolate syrup again and just squirt a little bit of syrup down there. Then I'd get my blender, three scoops of vanilla ice cream. All right. I'd throw the chocolate syrup, if that's what the flavor that you would want, in there. I'd squeeze that in there. I'd blend that up. It'd come out nice and thick and creamy, right? Really thick. I'd then pour that on top of the into the glass. So now you've got this ice cream that's been sitting there. It pops up. All right. You've got the chocolate dripping. A little bit of fresh cream.
Like whipped cream.
Whipped cream. Little bit of nuts. Few sprinkles. More chocolate syrup just as a little... Like a little zigzag direction. Throw the big straw in there. You'd give them that. It'd be about 1.2 kilos in weight. This how
1.2 kilos
this,
in
this,
weight.
This is how it would sound when you put it on the table. Ready? It'd be huge. They were selling. You know, we used to do them at $4.20. This is back, like, you know.
That's expensive.
Early 2000s as well, $4.20.
That's expensive.
But it was a meal, you know.
I really want a milkshake now.
They used to bring all the boys to the yard.
Yeah.
It's awkward now.
It's true. I'm just having a look at the Virgin Galactic. They've revealed its initial vehicle design for high-speed travel. Have you seen this?
Yeah, the interior.
No. I'm talking about the, you know, Branson, the Virgin Group. They're trying to create, like, basically high-speed travel so we can go from, like, here to London in, like, an hour and a half or something.
Yeah.
Have you seen the picture of this plane, this aircraft?
No. Where can I see it, Richard?
Just go to Virgin.
Oh.
Just go at Virgin, just Virgin on its own. The group account, it looks remarkable. If that's real, it's like a modern-day Concorde.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
Is that the one that's going to go slightly into space and then down again?
I think so, yeah. Just, oh, gosh, it's a...
It looks amazing.
It's a sexy-looking aircraft. I'd get on that.
It kind of looks like a dolphin.
Yeah, it does. You're right. It does look a bit like a dolphin with wings, though.
Flipper.
That's my dolphin.
Pretty good.
Thank you.
All the latest gossip.
It's Pretty Malik's gossip.
What did you say, Flipper? Oh, we're going to check the gossip, aren't we? Okay, let's check the gossip with Pretty Malik, Flipper. Thanks.
Thanks, Flipper. Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Big Rossi.
You're welcome. Thanks,
Flipper.
What did
you say, Flipper? Oh, there's two boys trapped down a mine.
Okay, all right. Come. I feel like you're going to pass out.
No, you know, remember when I got my Botox in my jaw?
Yeah.
Hardest thing.
And your head, yeah.
Yeah, when I got the Botox in my jaw and I couldn't smile and it affected my jaw muscles, that was the one thing that I lost. I couldn't do Flipper.
But now he's back.
Flipper's back. And he's very happy.
Yay!
He's happy. Well, Heidi Klum is not happy this morning because she has denied ever having any connections to the late Jeffrey Epstein. We know this guy. He is now dead.
Yes.
But basically, his girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, is now in custody and all these you know, charges are coming up against her. And sure. in that case, all these documents are being revealed, especially the flight orders, like the flight to see who was on the flights. Now, they've named some big people saying Bill Clinton was on the flight.
To go to his island.
Yeah, and all that stuff. And one of the names is Heidi Klum. Well, now she's released a statement saying, I've been watching the news and see that I have been mistakenly named as a passenger on one of Epstein's flights. I did not know Mr. Epstein and therefore have never been on his planes, at his homes, or his island. I do not want to be associated with this.
So why was she on the list for, though?
Her lawyer says they've gone through the flight records and her initials or her name does not appear on any of the registers. Somehow her name was linked in an interview from 2011.
Sure. But you gotta like these celebrities, like I know Bill Clinton was on that flight, right? And you can't throw any allegations yet until proved, but back then, they may have not known that this guy was an absolute creeper and was doing all this. And they may just think, oh, he's a businessman. He's got a private jet. He said, why don't you come to my island? So the next thing you know, you're on his private jet. You're flying to his island. You don't know what's going on.
For sure.
So we can't just throw shade at everyone until it's proved. And yeah, this guy, what a creep, what a weirdo.
And now, you know, Ghislaine Maxwell is like under watch to make sure that the same fate does not happen to her. And,
it's mental health, man. It is just mental health. Like, I'm not defending his actions at all. But
he can't be right.
He just can't be right in the head. You cannot be right in the head.
And do what he did.
And exactly. There's obviously some chemical imbalance or there's something going on in your head that, you know, he clearly, either he's a sociopath where he doesn't know what he was doing was wrong, or he has no idea what he was doing. He just doesn't know.
Yeah, who knows? Moving on to happier news. Can I give you happier
news?
The Bella twins. We know them, Nikki and Brie Bella.
The WWE superstars.
So they're twins, right?
They're now having twins.
No, they gave birth literally 24 hours apart.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so they both gave birth to sons. This is super exciting. It's baby number 2 for Brie and her husband Daniel Bryan and Nikki and her fiancé Artem's first child.
Was that the one that was with John Cena at one stage?
Yes.
And then they end up breaking up and there was a whole, gosh, really? So they're twins and they both had their kids within 24 hours of each other and both had sons.
Yeah.
Wow, that was planned. They're like, when are you going to do it? Well, I'm going to do it here. All right, well,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah, cool.
Finally, Zac Efron wants to get out of LA and possibly move to
Australia.
Byron Bay, Australia.
I was going to say Byron Bay, but I never said it because I thought it would be too obscure for everyone. Byron Bay, let me explain.
That's where the Hemsworths live.
Australia is a beautiful country, but on the eastern side, I've only driven through it. I spent a day there. You go to Byron Bay. Byron Bay is like, we call it like sort of Hipsterville.
Hipsterville.
Everyone there is really relaxed, if you know what I mean.
I gotcha.
Really relaxed. It's just pristine beaches. It's like you're living in this small little community. Everyone is just so chilled. Everyone is like just there to be with planet Earth and, you know, have their feet sunk into the sands. They want to hug a tree.
Right.
It's really healthy food.
Nice.
It's just a beautiful place to go to, Byron
and
Bay.
And that makes sense because if you've seen Zac Efron's Netflix show Down to Earth with Zac Efron, it's all about sustainable living, about being more eco-friendly, about being kinder to our environment. He was actually spotted there earlier last month looking at homes. So
like you want to be wearing those big hemp pants, you know, those really big baggy pants.
Yeah.
You'd probably have sandals or no shoes on.
Mm.
All right. No shirt. Don't need it. But you could just wear like a really loose singlet, like, you know, maybe a couple of beads in your hair. Maybe you haven't washed your hair in a month. That's okay. Actually, we like that. That's what we want. Your coffee would definitely be coconut milk, you know,
right?
Possibly decaf.
Okay, I think we get the idea.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, like,
that's Byron Bay.
Yeah, but think about it this way now. So Chris Hemsworth already lives there with his family. I want to say Liam also lives there.
You know who's got a house there?
Hugh Jackman has one, doesn't he?
So many celebs have a house there. And greatest band of all time, one of the greatest bands, not the Beatles.
The Who?
No, he's still alive.
Rolling Stones.
Yes, Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
Massive house there.
Wow.
Yeah, but they're trying. See, the people, now this is the problem. The people that grew up in Byron Bay, like, they don't want all these celebs now coming here to trash it, you know, because this is their hideaway from the world. So now,
that's why celebs go there, is because they want to get away from the paparazzi.
Welcome to Byron Bay.
So if you're looking for Zac Efron, he'll be in Byron Bay, becoming BFFs with Chris Hemsworth. Can you just imagine the hotness level of that hangout?
Whoa, hold on. Chill out.
Zac Efron, Chris Hemsworth hanging out on the beach together.
Chris Fade maybe, you know.
No. Just imagine.
Me and Chris.
No.
Yeah, Rossi and I would rock Byron Bay.
Didn't Ryan Reynolds hang out with Chris Hemsworth? Imagine that. Imagine if Zac Efron, Ryan Reynolds, Chris Hemsworth, Hugh Jackman, all these people get together.
Whoa. Well, so you've got two hot guys here, pretty.
Where?
Right here. I think there's a lot of listeners who will agree with me. People listening, you listening right now, you'll agree.
You know? Yeah, Rossi and I are hot. Yeah. We know that.
Yeah, but you're like my brothers. I can't call you hot.
So I'm going to do the commercial for Byron Bay right now. This will be the initial commercial.
Go on, then.
So if you're an expat, you're living in the UAE, or you're a UAE local, here is the non-certified commercial for Byron Bay.
Non-certified. That's the key. Oh.
G'day. This is how it would sound in Australia.
Okay.
I'll go to my Australian accent.
Okay.
G'day. Times are tough. Work's getting a little bit too hard. It's time to take a break. Really settle that mind. Come over here, where things are just nice. We're calm, we're relaxed, and everything's all right. Walk around with no shirt on, we like that. No shoes, even better. Grab a banana off the tree, carrot from the ground, put in your mouth and hit the beach. We're gonna relax together. All those problems that you got, let them go. Because this is Byron Bay. We'll see you at Byron Bay. That's the commercial.
I like it.
I've invested
Let's
already.
Go.
Yeah, wouldn't you want to go?
Yeah.
Anyone want to go live in Byron Bay? We all go together. I'll buy the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. You pay the electricity. You know, we're just talking about Byron Bay and how it's such a relaxing place.
Yeah.
Mum's listening to the show. She goes, you know, your cousin Jess just went and moved to Byron Bay.
That's crazy.
I'm like, Jessica. She's like 22 years old, and I'm like, she just moved to Byron Bay, and she's like, yeah, and it all makes sense. I said, when did she move? She goes, she moved 6 weeks ago, just last month on Instagram.
Yeah.
My cousin, mm-hmm. Jessica, changed her name to Cosmic Rainbow.
Oh, wow.
I swear, it's no joke.
She has fully accepted the Byron Bay experience.
Cosmic Rainbow Jess is her name on Instagram. And and I was like, why did she change her name to Cosmic Rainbow Jess?
She's
follower. She's gone to Byron Bay. Like, this is what happens. Ready to have your hearing tested.
Yes.
Now, before we do this, this is something that I was hearing the other day. And it was, it's pretty crazy. I didn't think about it. You know, people who are deaf, a lot of you, if you are deaf, you lip read. Mm-hmm. And now with the COVID experience, you wear a mask. Mm. They're finding it hard to actually be able to communicate. So I was listening to our very own Ryan Seacrest, and there are companies now developing see-through masks.
Nice.
So you can see the lips as you're talking.
I also feel like sign language. I wish I knew sign language.
Same with me.
Like, I wish it was mandatory.
I think so as well. Because you know why I think it should be mandatory? Yes, obviously we can communicate with people who are deaf or hearing impaired. But it's actually another form of communication.
Yeah.
Like, you know, even us doing this show, we could communicate.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Without actually talking.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like, wouldn't that be pretty amazing?
It is, yeah.
I'd like to have mandatory sign language in school.
Just think about it. There's a whole section of people who rely on sign language as their primary form of communication. And half of us don't know it.
100%. So. Talking about hearing, this is going to blow your mind. Have you seen this come up on your social media? It's gone viral.
Yeah.
I'm going to play you something right now.
Okay.
Now, you're supposed to look at it. You're supposed to write what you see on a piece of paper, but it's done by hearing as well. So right now, I'm going to play you an audio, and I'm going to tell you it's going to say green needle.
Is that what we're going to hear?
You're going to hear green needle right now. So I'm going to play this. Tell me what you hear. Green needle. Ready?
Yep.
Did you hear green needle?
100%, yep.
Phone guy Eddie, Nala, did you hear green needle? You both heard that? Green needle?
Yep.
I'll play it again. Everyone in your car, at home, wherever you're listening, green needle.
Yeah.
Green needle, right?
Yes. Yep.
Now, I'm going to play you the same audio that I just played you.
Yeah.
But now I want you to hear the word. You ready for it?
Mm.
Brainstorm.
The same audio.
Brainstorm. Brainstorm. Brainstorm.
Okay. Okay, that's freaky.
Brainstorm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's so weird, like...
Wow.
I can flip between both, like, yes, so easily. See?
So now that you know both, you can hear both, but it's this. I'm only playing you the same audio. I'm not flipping this around.
Okay, I'm freaked out.
So right now, green needle. Green needle. Okay. Green needle.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Crazy. Brainstorm. Brainstorm.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy? Your mind, as long as I say that word before I play it, that's what you're going to hear. Have a listen to this one. Good luck with this one. Ready? Fade Fits.
I heard it.
Virgin Radio 104.4. It's the Chris Fade Show. That's it for us. We'll be back tomorrow. Already Wednesday. Flying week, which we love.
Yep.
And don't forget, Sheena, after 11 o'clock this morning, another chance. I know you want this. I know you want to win a villa rent-free. It's a two-bedroom villa as well, rent-free for the year. You just got to guess those celebrity laughs. We don't know the answer, but I feel like we know a couple already, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, all the incorrect answers are on at virginradiodubai.com, so go and try to work it out.
Yeah, go work it out. Have a cool one. Listen, thanks for hanging out with us today. We'll be back later tonight. Sheena is up next. From myself, Chris Fade, Pretty Malik, Big Rossi, Phone Guy Eddie, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.